USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Post office officials are investigating after 4 dozen mail-in ballots were found in Homestead, Florida, undelivered. 6 complete and 42 blank ballots were found among piles of undelivered mail in a post office in the Florida city. Some of the workers at that office say the piles had been there for more than a week. Officials have not confirmed how long the ballots had sat undelivered or if anyone had been disciplined over the backlog of mail. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday a month-long national lockdown as COVID cases in the nation have been increasing quickly. The lockdown will start on November 5th and run through December 2nd. The UK has been averaging at least 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day for the last week, with deaths rising to more than 46,000, the highest total in Europe. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With the presidential campaign in its final days, both President Trump and former Vice President Biden are talking about their plans for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at a rally in Flint, Michigan, Biden said he would push for a national mask mandate.
We're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan I've been talking about for months, already laid out. A national mandate, mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things. As President Obama just said, it should have and could have been put in place months and months ago.
While President Trump touted upcoming treatments and vaccines to battle the virus at a rally in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
And our vaccine will eradicate the virus and end the pandemic once and for all. Americans will return to school and to life. By slashing red tape and cutting bureaucracy, we're producing this vaccine in record time.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Kerry Kroenke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
After destroying the first known nest in the country earlier this week, agriculture officials in Washington have captured 2 live Asian giant hornet queens. The insects, better known as murder hornets, are a serious threat to pollinating honeybee populations and were first seen in the U.S. in July. Researchers from the Washington Department of Agriculture were able to capture the queens after digging further into the tree that contained the nest that was eradicated earlier in the week. Scientists say they plan to continue to study the queens and the remnants of the nest to try to find a way to control the insect's population and protect honeybees. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.